¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Welcome to Flights of Fantasy, your podcast book club. I am one of your hosts, Anna, and I am joined by Kim.
Yay!
We are still missing our sweet Christina because she is on her maternity leave.
Yeah.
Sweet baby Owen.
Yes.
Is absolutely adorable.
Oh my gosh, Owen, we love you. We love you too, Christina,
he's
but
so
we really
cute.
Love Owen.
I know. I love when she sends us videos of him. He is so smiley.
He's so smiley, you guys. He's so cute. He's like, what, like 6 weeks old now? And
six or seven weeks. Adorable.
He's adorable. They're doing so well. We're so proud of her, but she is still on maternity leave. So we are doing an episode that we are super excited about, which is, I think
yes.
we're going to make this like a recurring like segment on the podcast.
I mean, because Kim, you just got your Kindle.
I just got
but
it.
I know.
Where have
and
I been?
And she's discovering the amazing world of Kindle Unlimited.
Oh.
And where you find, like, I mean, hello, our Kindle Unlimited queen, Danielle
oh
L. Jensen.
Oh my gosh.
I was just surfing my books one day and I found her. I mean, I own all of her books now.
Yeah.
But like, she's amazing.
She's
and
incredible.
So we're not going to, we already have episodes on her books, but like, obviously, if you haven't already, check out Bridge Kingdom.
Yes.
And the subsequent duology and the follow-up spin-off series.
Yeah.
But it is amazing. We love her. Go listen to our episode.
Yeah.
We actually have an interview with her too.
We do. So I didn't actually say what this episode was. So this is going to be, Anna and I are going to do like a reoccurring segment where we talk about our current KU reads. So KU stands for Kindle Unlimited. If you don't know, it's amazing. We highly recommend it. A lot of times when you sign up, you can get like a couple months free.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's totally worth it. Like the amount of books that we have already read, like it has paid for itself easily. It's 100%. It's so amazing. And like Anna said, I mean, that's how she found Bridge Kingdom by Danielle Jensen, who we are just obsessed with. That's like, I guess, our first recommendation, but we're obviously, like Anna said, not going to get into it because we've talked pretty ad nauseum about these books.
Pretty a lot.
But we are going to do an episode on The Inadequate Heir. We've gotten some DMs and comments and stuff being like, when are you going to do it? And we were kind of hoping to wait for Christina, but we also really want to read the book. So Anna and I are going to do an episode on it very soon. We're going to release that in between our Throne of Glass episodes that are coming out now. But we have so many
very
good
excited
books.
To read it.
Yes. Oh my gosh. We're so excited.
I know. It was so hard going through like all of the KU recs that all of you guys recommend. And there were some gems that you guys recommended to us on Instagram. And then also just the ones I've had on my TBR.
Mm-hmm.
I also went through like my past account and read through or looked through like ones that I had read previously that I can like just spit out to you guys rapid fire.
Yeah.
But there are so many. So I agree, like Kim and I 100% I think, you know, should keep this up as like a regular segment because we're constantly updating our KU.
Constantly.
KU.
And there's so many books, you guys. Like Anna and I have like a note going and there are so many books on there, but from like all genres. It's not just fantasy romance. It's not just romance. It's not just rom-coms. Like there's so many different genres. There's like also there's like a dark academia book that's on my TBR called If We Were Villains. Like I just love that there's so much diversity of genres on there because I think people think Kindle Unlimited and they think like, oh, it's just like smutty romance, which we love.
Which
we love. And we will be talking about some of those.
We do have some
of those. We do. But if you are like, well, that's not really my jam, so it wouldn't be for me.
Yeah.
Wrong. It's just, I'm
obsessed. I need to look into like, I wonder if there's any good like mysteries.
Oh, I bet.
I love a good mystery. I kind of haven't read one. I don't think I've read a good mystery in like a year and a half or something.
Yeah.
I just kind of stopped reading them.
I know.
But that was like my big genre before before I got into fantasy.
I loved a mystery. Loved a murder mystery, mystery thriller.
Mm-hmm.
That was like my big genre before we like really got into like reading fantasy romance.
I haven't dived into that. That'll be another one to add to our next
episode on that. Okay, what should we start with?
Let's start with our rom-coms. Let's start with like something fun and
should we do let's do a not so meet cute.
Oh my god.
Because Anna and I read this at the like we both read it and
So recommendation number one, Not So Meet Cute by Megan Quinn.
Yes.
Amazing. Loved it.
Like,
I am not a rom-com person.
She's not.
Normally.
Right.
You are, Kim.
Oh, yeah.
And Christina is, too.
Yeah.
This book, first of all, we have Huxley is the guy, Lottie is the girl.
Yeah.
There is a fake dating trope.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fake fiance.
Fake fiance, trope. Fake pregnancy.
Fake pregnancy, which I understand that might be triggering for some people.
Yes.
So definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the three of us all have fertility issues.
I know. We have. Yes.
But there are between the three of us, we run the gambit.
We have.
But that can definitely be a sensitive subject for some people.
Sure.
However, that being said, this book had some of the most laugh out loud moments. Oh my
god,
Kim.
Dying laughing in those baby classes.
They have to take baby classes and they are the most these are not real. I swear, if this is a real class, I want to take my husband just because it is ridiculous.
Same. I want to go drink a couple glasses of wine and like go to these baby classes because they are so absurd, but like hilarious. Like I won't say there's like a line when they're in the baby class and like one of the babies is like, looks like a demon baby and
it's so funny.
Stop crying and it is so funny. And like, I don't know how to say this and like, I don't know how to phrase this, but like normally when you're reading kind of like a smutty romance, you're not reading it for like it's not funny, you know, like there's banter and there's like sass and snark, but I wouldn't say it's like they're not usually hilarious.
Yeah. Right.
And this was just so funny to me. I don't know. I thought it was really funny, but had really good spice.
I literally laughed out loud.
Yeah.
Like it was hysterical, but also the steam was chef's kiss.
So good.
So good.
So good. Like, I don't know. I just...
There is a particular shower scene that is...
Yep.
Tasty.
Here for it. I loved it. This book has been around on like TikTok and Instagram a lot recently. And so you never know like what you're going to get. And the cover is weird. That's like kind of the case with most of these. But if you saw the cover and you were like, pass, just ignore it. Get it on your Kindle anyways. You're not even going to be looking at it. And it's so good. It's so funny and sexy. And like, I love Huxley so much.
I loved Huxley. And I think, so so there's three brothers and I think each book is going to follow a different brother. So she's got the first two books out right now.
Uh-huh.
We didn't read the second one.
Yeah.
But we just, because we just needed to keep going through some other books for this episode.
Sure.
Loved the first one.
Loved it.
Absolutely loved it. Definitely recommend 10 out of 10.
Agreed.
next up.
Oh, I have a great one.
What?
Okay. I have a series that is so freaking good. It's called, it's The Devil series by Elizabeth O'Rourke. And the first book is called A Deal with the Devil. You guys.
Oh my God. These are the covers that you sent me. And I was like, this is why we have a Kindle.
Yes,
because we cannot read this shit in public.
I love them so much that like, if they had different covers, I would be purchasing them in physical copy. But like, No. They're half naked men on the covers, which is fine. But like, you guys, I am freaking obsessed. There's three books in the series. I read them in 28 hours. 28 hours. I read three books, which I have children. I have a husband. I have a house. Like I have to sleep. Like
Kim's kids are like, mom.
Yeah.
She's like, gotta finish.
I handed them iPads and was like, mommy has to read, which I never do. And like Anna knows, like I don't read when they're awake. I don't read usually during the day
because
I have to like be in my bed and have like several hours of uninterrupted. No. Like any spare minute I was picking up, I had my Kindle like walking around my kitchen, like making them lunch. I could not put this series down.
The Kindles are so dangerous because they're so lightweight.
Yes.
That like you just like you all of a sudden you can like carry it around with you.
I was just toting it around like I was reading during nap time. I was like getting in bed as soon as they went to bed. I was like, see ya to my husband, like getting in bed, like staying up till like 2 a.m. reading these books, which again, I do not do. I love my sleep. This series is just so amazing. So it also features, it's a little bit different. Like the first book features, there's like a big cast of characters. And then the second and third books feature characters from that first book. And so like you'll meet a character, but she'll be like a friend. And then it's about like this, the second book is about the friend and so on and so forth. So it's not like siblings, but it's kind of like a friend group. And then the three books are kind of about the friend group. But I just, I literally can't even say anything other than you, if you like romance, if you like smut, but like good writing, like sometimes, listen, we're all just, we want a book, we don't care about the writing, we just want a good sex scene. This is like not that, like the plot is there and it's just so good. I was texting Anna, like
awesome,
obsessing about these books. I was like, I will not shut up about them. And I sent her the covers and she was like, Kim, I was like,
Kim,
I know,
Kim, these covers,
I know. Elizabeth?
But it's like when I read my Scotland Highlander circa 1600, and it's like a man without a shirt and a kilt.
Right. Like, it just, it is what it is.
This is just a man in a pair of jeans and no shirt.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm not saying I hate it. So this book follows Hayes and, okay, sorry, also I sent this review to Anna, but this booktuber I follow did a review on it and she was like, slap my ass and buy me a beach house because I'm in love with Hayes Flynn.
Which TikToker is that?
Her name's Chandler Ainsley. She has a YouTube channel and that's where I get like, I've gotten a lot of recommendations from her because she does like KU reading vlogs where she'll talk about like five or six books. But essentially this guy is like a millionaire. He's like a plastic surgeon or he does like Botox and filler and all that stuff. And this girl has to be his assistant because her best friend is normally his assistant, but he's going to Europe to adopt a baby. And so he's going to be gone for several weeks while they go through that process. And he's like, hey, I know this guy's kind of a nightmare, like he's really grumpy, but like it pays really well, and can you just be his assistant for like 6 or 7 weeks until I come back? And she's like, I mean, I guess. And like right away,
oh, wait, her assistant's adopting a baby.
Yeah, so no, sorry,
oh, Hayes, I thought the plastic surgeon was adopting a baby.
No, sorry, okay. So Hayes's assistant is like a gay guy, and him and his partner are adopting a baby. And so he asks, the gay guy asks his best friend, like, hey, will you will you, yeah, like be his assistant? And she's like, okay, fine. And right away, there's like the banter, the sexual tension. She's not supposed to be attracted to him. He's very grumpy, of course, because aren't they all? Uh-huh. But it was just so well done. And Elizabeth O'Rourke is a fantastic writer. She's also written a book called Waking Olivia, which is a sport romance, also on KU.
Oh.
That is on my list to read. I have it downloaded. And I've just heard like the reviews on here are seriously amazing. It's incredible. The second book is also amazing. It's in Hawaii, which I loved because I grew up going to Hawaii. Third book is also really great. I just highly recommend. Love them.
Awesome.
Download them immediately. Before I move on to... This was
contemporary.
Yeah, it's like a contemporary fiction, like kind of a murder mystery. I'll explain. So there's a couple books that I thought were good, not fantastic, but I still really enjoyed them. Things We Never Got Over is all over like book talk and Bookstagram. I literally don't even need to talk about it. It's a very typical angsty, cringy, cheesy romance. It's a small town romance. It's a grumpy sunshine. It's Forks Prosecco.
Oh, yes. I've seen this one all over too.
With like the daisies on the cover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, the blue cover.
Yeah.
With the daisies.
It has like a twin sister comes to town and has to end up like taking care of her twin sister's 11-year-old daughter. And like she has to move in and kind of like become her mom and live in this town. And I, when I finished it, I really liked it. And now looking back, I'm like,
it was fine.
Like I didn't hate it, I enjoyed it. I read Terms and Conditions by, I think her name's Lauren Asher. That's also all over the place. I thought it was, I think the issue is that I had just read too many romances in a row. And you know when you just kind of get burnt out on...
You need a palate cleanser.
I needed a palate cleanser and I didn't take one before. And so I kind of was tapped out of the like grumpy millionaire, perky sunshine assistant type situation.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is what that is. So, you know, whatever. That's fine. So there is a book that is called Finley Donovan is Killing It. And it is... Okay, if you've ever seen the TV shows Good Girls, which has like Christina Hendricks in it, where they're like in a money washing laundering scheme, and then also the TV show Dead to Me, where it's like this wife, like her husband dies and she kind of befriends this woman.
Is that Christina Applegate?
Yes, Christina Applegate. Yes. And what's her name?
I cannot remember the other girl's
She's
name.
She's like
but
really famous and a great actress. Anyways, like they kind of bond in like a grief group. Okay, so it's like if you mix those two books together, it's about this single mom named Finley Donovan, and she has two kids, and her ex-husband is like screwing her over. She has no money. She's a writer, but she has like writer's block, and she she is spending her like advance on this book and she cannot write. Her husband's trying to take away her kids because he has this new like girlfriend and they are just like working with a lawyer and they're going to take her kids and she's freaking out, doesn't know what to do. So she goes to Panera to meet with her agent and she writes murder mysteries. And so she's talking with her agent about the premise of this book that she's writing and like how they're going to do it. And the woman at the table next to her thinks that she is a contract killer, like thinks that she is like a mercenary, essentially.
Oh my God.
And offers her $10,000 to kill her husband, like her, this woman's husband. And Finley Donovan is like, oh, no, no, no. Like, I'm so sorry. You must be mistaken. Like, I'm not. She's like, oh, I don't need to know anything about you. Here's half up front. When you've got the job done, call this number and you'll get the other, you know, whatever. And she's like, $10,000? Like, I could really, like, she has no money. And she's like, I don't know what to do. And it just kind of goes from there. And it's like, she gets just mixed up in this world of like contract killing. And she's just like a stay-at-home mom with like, you know, stains on her shirt.
Oh,
and
my
like,
God, that sounds insane.
And so she... her and her nanny kind of just get into these hijinks together where they are just dealing with like hitmen trying to come after them. And it is so funny. It's so funny. It's so well done. It's not like gruesome or anything at all. It's not gory or gruesome. Mm-hmm. It's more like zany, kind of funny, like, whoa, what? How did that happen? Like, what do you mean? We've got this dead body to move. And like, what are we going to do? But it's not like cheesy at all. It's just so funny. And if you're a mom at all, you will just relate to Finley a lot because she is balancing having kids and being with them, but also like needing to like work and make money and like making the snacks and wiping the butts and all this stuff. And it's just so funny. There's already a second one out and I cannot wait to read it. But the only reason I didn't is, again, we were trying to like move through different genres.
I had that happen so many times where I was like, oh, I want to jump into the second one, but I can't. I need to read another series so that I can add it to the list.
Exactly. Exactly. So I absolutely loved this book. Obsessed with it. It is so good. It's just like a contemporary fiction. Like, it wasn't, there's no like real romance. There's no like steam or spice. And it's like a funny, I guess people would call it like a cozy murder mystery because it's not like gruesome or like scary at all. It's just, if you like, either of those TV shows, I highly, like, I freaking loved it. I was laughing out loud. It was just, and I've never read a story, like, I've never heard of that premise before. And I just thought it was, I thought it was really funny. So that's my last, before we get into maybe some fantasy.
I've got some, well, should we do contemporary?
Oh, yeah.
See, I have some, like, they're not rom-coms. They are, like, I guess you would...
just say romance? I mean,
they're not really dark. They're just, like, romance. They're, like...
yeah, just like a romance.
Yeah, just like a romance. I would not consider them rom-coms.
Okay.
By any means. Okay. So I've got a few here. Okay. I've got, so I read the first two books in the Salacious Players Club series.
Yeah.
Praise is the first one. The second one is called Eyes on Me. Mm-hmm. The author is Sarah Kate. I'm sure everyone has seen these everywhere. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed them. Check. I think for every single one I'm about to mention, check trigger warnings for most of these because, yeah, so I would check trigger warnings. There's really nothing. I mean, well, I don't know. Just check trigger warnings. Everybody's got a different baseline.
Yeah.
So Praise, so the Salacious Players Club, the premise is that these, I think actually like the first chapter in every book, or at least the first two books, is basically the same chapter, but from whoever is like that story is about, it's from their viewpoint, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, it's the night that they all decided to like go into business together and start this club.
Sure.
And so but each book starts, it's the same kind of chapter, but from a different viewpoint. Oh, so like it sets it up.
That's cool.
So you've got, and each of the characters, there's like, I think there's like three men or four men and one girl.
Uh-huh.
I haven't, the new book is out, but I haven't read it yet. I've heard that one's gotten mixed reviews.
Okay.
I haven't jumped into it. But each one kind of follows like a different kind of like kink, uh-huh. like Praise. Obviously is Praise. Eyes on Me is voyeurism.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure what the next one's about.
I've heard it's a male-male-female romance. I looked it up.
It is. Yes. The third one is male-male-female.
Yeah.
Yes. So the idea of this Salacious Players Club is that this group of friends decided that like, hey, there are clubs, like there are dating apps and like all this, but we can't really like regulate what, like we all have different kinks and things that we love. Mm-hmm. None of them are bad. None of them are illegal. They just all have different things.
Sure.
And why don't we create a safe space for people to enjoy their kinks?
Uh-huh.
And basically, like, it's not, I guess it's kind of like a sex club, but it's not a, like, a whorehouse, and it's not prostitution. Everybody gets to, nobody's getting paid.
Sure.
Everybody, like, no money is exchanged. You basically have to be, you have to pay to become a member, uh-huh. but you don't, like, pay for individual acts. Sure. If that makes sense.
Right. Yeah. It's like a sex
so
club.
So it's basically
yeah.
like, yeah. So, and everyone there is like, you know, there's all these rules and everything. So it's like safe sure. and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it was very fun.
Okay.
They're short. They're steamy.
Okay.
I like they're it. They're just a good time read.
Love it.
If you catch my drift.
I do.
Definitely check those out if that's something you think you might be into.
Love it.
The other one that I read was called The Stopover okay. by T.L. Swan.
Oh, yeah. I've kind of seen that. Yeah. The Mile
yeah,
High.
Yeah. So it's a part of the Miles High Club. And again, it's like, I think this one is three brothers.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's three brothers. It might be four. I'm not sure. I only read the first one. Uh-huh. But it's basically, I'm guessing that they all begin on an airplane.
Uh-huh. I'm assuming.
No, I'm assuming. I actually don't know that in the first beginning of the book that they actually joined the Miles High Club. But it's called a stopover because a plane gets like detoured. Mm-hmm. And this guy and this girl who are sitting next to each other end up like having like start chatting and like sure. talking because like their flight is delayed.
Yeah.
And they kind of hit it off, but she's dating someone. She goes her separate ways, but uh-huh. she finally gets her dream job, and her dream job is at this guy's company, and his company. And I like, so she moves to like New York City and mm-hmm. like goes to work for him, and she's like super shocked to see him. He's yeah. shocked to see her.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It had some of those things, like, you know, I'm not a huge like contemporary romance person.
Sure.
So there was a few there's a few things in there that kind of bothered me, like the misunderstanding and like yeah. the grumpiness and stubbornness or
yep.
whatever.
Yep.
It was fun. I enjoyed it. And I think the second book is called The Takeover, and it's about a mom whose husband, like, she runs a company and her husband dies and she's uh-huh. got two sons.
Okay.
And so I'm actually interested to read it because yeah. it's like a mother and
yeah, that's interesting.
She meets she meets the other brother and like they okay. hit it off and how does okay. that work? She's got kids, yeah. blah, blah, blah.
I love that premise, actually.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Okay. Yeah, let's go into fantasy.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Should we start or end with the one we both read?
Let's start with Cursed Kiss.
Okay.
It's so fun.
So one of our listeners, Tyler, shout out to you, Tyler, recommended this series to us because we posted on Instagram and asked for some KU recs, and she recommended A Cursed Kiss by Jenny Hickman.
It was so good.
Oh my gosh, you guys. Biggest surprise, I think, by far for me.
I was shocked. I mean, listeners, I think we've said this before. Like, Kim and I have very different tastes when it comes mm-hmm. to kind of these, like, KU books. I yeah. can read the complete lack of world building. I can read anything in fantasy and yeah. just don't care.
Yeah.
But I have a much harder time reading rom-coms.
Sure.
And she can, like, blaze through, like, romances, contemporary romances.
Yep.
When Kim started this, she was ahead of me, and mm-hmm. she was like, I'm loving this. I can't put it down. I was like, I am shook.
Yeah, because, okay, so it's a fantasy romance, and it's set on this island.
Mm-hmm.
And on
very
the island,
Irish, like,
Irish,
Gaelic.
Yes, very Irish based fantasy. The names, yes. the, yeah. So on this island, there are humans, and there are all sorts of magical creatures. There's fae, there's witches, there's a bunch of different creatures. Like pukas, like, I don't know how to pronounce a lot of them, but
yeah.
there's tons of different magical creatures, and the humans hate the creatures, and the humans were taught that these creatures were violent and evil, they were monsters, they eat humans, they prey on them, and so there's...
And of course,
we learn throughout the book that that is not necessarily the case. I did really like a lot of the quotes in here about discrimination mm-hmm. and or like prejudice against
yeah.
people and things that are different than you. I thought the author did a really good job.
There were some really pretty quotes, actually.
There were some great just conversations yeah. that Keelan, is it Ty?
Oh my God, guys. Okay. So the lead guy, his name is T-A-D. Wait.
T-A-D-H-G.
No, wait, T-A-D-H-G. So again, this is like Gaelic Irish spelling. A lot of the names are.
A lot.
And when I say we struggled with it, I am so sorry if anyone in here is from Ireland, the UK, where maybe we're like, you might be very used to these spellings and pronunciations.
But we were like,
dumbass American.
Like,
I was walking around, I was like, I give up on the T-A-D-H-D. I'm calling him Tad.
Tad. I literally
we were
was
wrong.
Like, we were wrong. It's
Tig.
Tig. Like Tig. T-I-E-G is how.
G, yep. And there's no I-E in there.
No.
T-A-D-H-G.
But then the female protagonist's name is Keelan. So I'm like.
Keelan.
Keelan.
And that, hers was easy.
Hers was easy. But so literally Anna and I just referred to him as Tad. Like we know like, that's not his name, but like to us he is Tad. And it is funny because I normally am a stickler for world building. But what I have found about myself is that I'm not a stickler for world building. I just don't like when it's unnecessarily overcomplicated and not well done. So I would rather have no world building.
Jennifer Armentrout.
I wasn't going to call her out. I wasn't going to say it, but from Blood and Ash series, I am looking at you. Could not with that series. But I actually did not mind the lack of, I liked that it was so simplistic.
I actually didn't know that it was necessarily lack of. I just thought it was. No, but
that's not the right
so, word. No, but I'm saying like, I think that's, it was done in such a way that it was so kind of naturally written in.
Agreed.
That it wasn't, it was very simple. It mm-hmm. was also not anything insane.
Right.
It was like kind right. of just like almost like a period piece.
Yes.
With Faye.
Absolutely agree.
You know, horses and carriages. We didn't have to worry about like, how is there lighting? But there's, how is there running water?
Yes.
Right. Not, like the magic, there's not really a complex magic system because it's just Faye. Like you either can make things appear or you can't. I don't know.
Like, exactly. Yeah. Like I agree. I think the author explained it in such a natural way. You know what it reminded me of, Anna, kind of, is like the Six of Crows world. I feel like the author did a really good job, Leigh Bardugo, our queen. It was one of those situations where the world just kind of gets weaved into the story.
Yeah.
And you're not, there's not this like info dumpy, like they're on an island and here's what the island's called. And then there's all, like, you kind of just get introduced to everything. Right. And I was never confused. I was never like, I was just along for the ride. I was very much like, I don't know. I just really loved it.
I really loved it too.
It is definitely, I would say it's pretty YA.
Yeah, yes.
I think it's YA.
Yes. I think it's technically adult because they say the word fuck.
Oh, okay.
Which apparently makes a book adult.
Oh, got it.
It is, but no, it is very like, fade to black.
Yes, it's fade to black. It's...
I think there... Oh, no, wait. There's...
Okay, no. It does say young adult fantasy... New adult / young adult.
New adult. Yeah. So, there's definitely, like, some steam, but it's more, like... It's tame. It's tame.
But
the
still...
sexual tension is fantastic.
So good.
So amazing. I love Tad.
I love him.
I
love him so much. And he's like, he's so like, of course you go into it thinking one thing and like throughout the book, it just, oh my gosh, you guys, like all your conceptions about him were just
it's not really standalone, but it is, well, kind of. It's like its own, there is a book two, but it follows separate characters. Don't look up book two.
Because
it'll give things away.
She says that they are interconnected.
Yes.
Standalones, kind of.
Like, that makes sense.
You can read, I mean, you could read them as standalones. So also she has written, they're not novellas. I thought they were novellas. They're full length novels from the male's perspective. So the second
and
fourth books are from the male's perspectives. And the first and third are from, you know, like the female protagonist's perspective.
I cannot wait to read Tad's perspective.
I am so excited. It's called Prince of Deception.
Prince of Seduction.
Oh, Seduction. I'm sorry. Prince of Seduction.
Because I remember seeing like called POS. I was like, piece of shit.
No. Prince of Seduction. So that's like, it's called like 1.5. It's essentially the first book. I don't actually know, like, you know, it's obviously not word for word, but it's their story from Tad's perspective. And then I'm currently reading the second book, which I won't say what it's about, but it's called A Cursed Heart. And that is the second book in the series and follows characters that you meet in the first book. And you guys, it's just,
I can't wait to read that one.
I just really like them. I think they're really good. I think if you like ACOTAR, Throne of Glass, I think if you like Serpent
and Dove.
It's also fun
because it's different than our traditional, like, or not traditional. I shouldn't say that. This is actually probably more traditional in some ways. It's different from like the other Fae books that we read by Sarah J. Maas, for example, because it's a little bit more rooted in like that old Gaelic folklore.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And it's kind of, which is kind of fun to read because it's kind of like what stems, you know, with like changelings and all of that, like, which is really fun if you're familiar with like Outlander and stuff, or like if you've read any Highlander book, like, you know, they reference stuff like that. It's very much rooted in like
there's like
pagan,
curses,
like the old pagan
Yeah, they have to, like, break a curse that was put on them by, like, an evil witch. So it's just a different, and I loved the time period. It is very much like, if you've read the Shadowhunter books, it's very similar in, like, the Infernal Devices series.
Yeah,
it's series.
Kind of like, Edwardian. I mean, they don't actually say that, but it's a made up world. But, right, but that's like, the vibe I was
there's
getting.
There's, like, characters, there's carriages, there's
societal expectations,
absolutely,
stuff like that. It's fun, and I actually liked it because the main female character, even though she's not trained in like warfare or anything like that, mm-hmm. she just has like her gumption, like her like inner strength, her smarts, her wits, and it's kind of it's fun to see her. I don't know. It's just kind of, it's different. It's not this like fighting heroine, mm-hmm. Which we obviously love, mm-hmm. but it was just kind of refreshing to see a different type of strength.
I agree.
Throughout the series.
Yeah. So
highly recommend.
Highly recommend. Oh my gosh! Thank you, Tyler. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Tyler, so much.
Oh my gosh! For recommending we love it. We are gonna keep reading the series. So these next books might make our next episode because I am just so loving them. I just think they're really fun. Anna, do you want to talk about maybe the book you're reading right now?
Yes.
Or do you want to sit?
Oh my God.
Okay.
So Lady of Darkness by Melissa, I'm going to mispronounce her last name, Rorick. It's R-O-E-H-R-I-C-H. Melissa Rorick. But Lady of Darkness.
Okay.
Guys. Okay. I think there are 4 books.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think the series might be completed, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Full disclosure, I am not finished with the book yet. I am halfway through.
Okay.
I cannot put it down. I started it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I got a migraine today and I was so upset because all I wanted to do was read and I was lying in darkness for 4 hours. But
that's such a
bummer. I was really hoping to get a little bit further before we recorded.
I know.
But I am loving it. If you are a fan of Throne of Glass,
mm-hmm.
even if you're a fan of From Blood and Ash, which I am, we are very not. We are very on the fence about.
Yeah.
Putting it nicely.
Yeah.
But okay, well, but we're going to talk about if you're a fan of Throne of Glass. If you love Selena Sardothian, you will like this book.
Okay.
Assassins. There are, you know, 3 sisters. This is like, none of this is spoilers. There are 3 sisters, more by choice, not by blood.
Uh-huh.
And they were raised in like basically an assassin's guild.
Oh.
And they are known as the Wraiths. And they are basically like, one is called Death's Shadow. There's another, Death's Maiden and Death Incarnate.
Oh.
And they are scary as fuck.
Oh my God,
and
I love
they
it.
They give me major Selena vibes with like the Killing Calm.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it starts off with like this amazing kind of like chapter that where it's like a flashback.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay.
And as soon as I read that, I was like literally on page 5 and I texted you and I was like, I can't, this is amazing. I love it already.
Love it.
It immediately grabs you and then it fast forward about like 10 months. Oh. And clearly something either happened that night. I'm not sure yet. I don't know what happened, but something happened that night that triggered like a course of events. And one of the characters, the main character, Scarlet, is like sent away from the Assassin's Guild, wherever. And she's having to live with like this other family, like a nobility's family. And anyway, so you've got human, so world-wise, you've got the human lands, you've got fey lands,
uh-huh.
and never the two shall meet because they all hate each other.
Okay.
And, but of course, like I'm guessing, you know, what the humans were raised thinking is probably not accurate.
Sure.
And you've got this general who shows up who is giving me kind of like Rowan vibes.
Oh.
They have some, you know, there's, I can't tell. I think there is some sexual tension. I believe so. But right now they're very much, I hate you.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Well. But like he very much is warming up to her and she is not.
Oh, okay.
There is a prince who seems very nice so far. I really like him. He's very sweet.
We love a sweet prince.
There's just a host of characters who are wonderful. And I really can't say a lot because honestly so much happens that like if I say anything, I'll give away little spoilers.
Sure, sure.
But basically the main character, it's clear that, you know, something else is going on with her. Mm. I feel like she has some sort of mental block or something that is, you know, making her not realize her full potential or her history, her past.
Sure.
It's very murky. It's clear to like the reader that there is something else going on with her. She cannot be all human, just based on like the way she fights, her ability to like pick up on, you know, like hear somebody coming.
Sure.
You know, like no one's human senses are that, you know, in tune.
Sure.
Or astute.
Yeah.
And then with like the other characters, there's a lot of mystery shrouding all of, I feel like the few other main characters, like you don't know everyone's history.
Sure.
It's all kind of, like I said, I'm only halfway through, but like, and I'm starting to learn more.
Uh-huh.
I'm very intrigued. I can't wait to get like, go read tonight in bed.
Oh my gosh.
The world building is like how we talked about with A Cursed Kiss, it seemed to be so seamlessly woven in. Uh-huh. I wouldn't say that's the case here where it's like just kind of light.
Yeah.
I would say there is quite a bit more world building. There's a lot more kind of almost like history. In some moments it was a little complicated and I had to like reread like a couple paragraphs.
Sure.
I'm not confused. I'm not like, what is happening? I'm just like, I'm along for the ride. I feel like things will be explained a bit more. I'm obviously halfway through, so I have questions.
Mm-hmm.
There is a map, which I love. I love a map
because I'm very
geography. Like I have to like know where everybody is.
Sure.
And I love that because that was kind of missing in some of my other fantasy KU books was like a map. And I feel like with fantasy books especially, just because like there is a new world they're creating and like lands, and I always want to know where everybody is.
Sure.
I really love it, and
I'm so excited to read it.
I hope when we do our next episode I will have more positive things to report. I hope it doesn't go downhill.
Yeah fingers crossed.
F from Blood and Ash.
Like from Blood and Ash, straight off a cliff.
Yeah, straight off a cliff. But sorry to anybody who loves those books. That's okay.
Yeah. That's your truth. And we love that you love them. We love that you love them. You know, there are people in this world who don't like Crescent City and Throne of Glass and ACOTAR. So, I mean.
And that's fine. I don't get it. Yeah. But that's fine.
I don't understand. But, you know, that's fine. I'm so excited. I'm totally going to download these. They sound amazing. And I think you said they were recommended to you in like a Facebook group or something.
Oh, yeah. One of my Facebook groups, I was like searching just KU Rex. Uh-huh. And this one was recommended a few times. And cool. It has pretty good reviews.
It has really good reviews on Goodreads.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm really enjoying it. And I really hope I'm not let down. Like, I hope I don't finish it and I'm just like, shit, guys, I'm sorry.
If Anna finishes it and hates it, we will like make a show note or something. But I don't think
I'll
he will.
I'll make a show note. Yeah. Like, well, it sucks.
Well, it sucks. So we don't recommend this. No. I think it's going to be, I mean, I think I really trust Goodreads reviews for the most part. And like this has very high reviews and like a good number of them too. Like sometimes it's like a 4.3 star, but only has like 100 reviews. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Like this one.
I think I saw one review though where the girl was like, this is like a Throne of Glass and from Blood and Ash had a baby and it sucked. I was like, oh well, but you know, that's how they feel, and I can understand that. Like if you're comparing it to Throne of Glass, it's not gonna, the writing itself is not gonna measure up.
Sure.
But the writing is, I mean, listen guys, in making this episode and prepping for it, I read so many fantasy books.
Yeah.
And the amount that I am not talking about because they just are not up to snuff.
Yes.
This one, the writing is good. Uh-huh. I'm not finding like any, you know, major, and same with A Cursed Kiss. Like there are really were no issues with the writing.
No.
Lady of Darkness can sometimes hit you over the head a little bit with the history, but it is not...
Oh, well, yeah, no.
It is not like...
From Blood and Ash.
Jennifer, where she heard people and was like, oh, I bet a world build for 4 or 5 chapters.
400 or 500 pages. And y'all, I read From Blood and Ash, and I was texting Anna and Christina every 5 seconds being like, what is this? What does this mean? And they're like, I don't know. Like, nope, can't get past it. Immediately was like, can't do it. And listen, there were parts of From Blood and Ash that we liked of what we've read. There were parts that we liked. I mean, the cave cat was, I mean, that was mostly us being funny, but like,
kitty cat.
That was,
But hey, listen, you can't beat the chin moment.
Oh.
The chin moment is amazing.
Amazing.
Sorry, guys. If you've read the third one, you can
I think it's the third episode.
To know what the chin moment is.
I think that
we won't give it away.
I can't even remember what the book is called. It's not important. Anyways, yeah, if you haven't listened to this episode, go do it because they're funny. But
yes. Okay. So Cursed Kiss by Jenny Hickman so far is what we've recommended. Lady of Darkness by Melissa Rorick. Okay, so another one I want to recommend. This one, I would say it's like 3 out of 5 stars. Okay. 3.5 out of 5 stars.
Okay.
That's generous. 3.5 might be generous. So A Kingdom of Stars and Shadows, which first of all, guys, I love how all like half of the books I downloaded for fantasy were like A Court of Blank and Blake.
Something of something. Yeah.
So A Kingdom of Stars and Shadows by Holly Renee. It's only 260 pages. So if you're going to read this book, go into it knowing it is only 260 pages.
Okay.
Prose, it's very short.
Sure.
Instant gratification. It is insta-love, kind of insta-love, enemies to lovers, insta-love.
Okay.
But it's 260 pages.
Sure.
The world building, actually, I will say, I actually thought that the world building wasn't bad. It's very, very easy to understand. It's humans. Then there's vampires, which are not, so far, not like your traditional vampires. I actually really haven't, you've only met like a few.
Okay.
They're mostly discussed, like they're not really there yet. And then there's fae. And the fae are just described basically as having magic. So if there's no like, they don't talk about any sort of like, you know, physical ways that they look different. They don't have like pointy ears or anything like that. It's just all the fae. If you have fae, that means you're magical to me. It just basically kind of means like you're like a witch.
Sure.
And then there's humans. And in this world, I guess there's a person can be born and they can be called it's called star blessed. And it means they have kind of, they look like freckles, but they kind of like glow a little bit.
Okay.
And basically their blood is precious because they're human. Mm-hmm. And if the fae like drink the blood, make a cut, it's not a vampire. They don't have the teeth, but they like drink, like suck it out.
Okay.
It brings their power out because the power is starting to dwindle in the fae bloodlines.
Okay.
So the kingdom, the king and queen, it's rare that a star blessed comes around, but it's not like, I guess, super rare. It's not like, you know, once every 500 years. There's one every few years or something. Mm-hmm. So this girl, basically, she's to be married off to the crown prince because she is star blessed. And she's like the most star blessed they've had in a long time. She's got like tons of star marks.
Okay.
And basically, that's how it opens. The next day, she's being shipped off to go marry the prince.
Got it.
And of course, she sneaks out. This is on the first chapter. She sneaks out like just to have like one more like look around her town, and she gets caught by like one of the guards, that's the prince's guards, and it's very quick like, oh, we have some sexual tension between us. Okay. And you're like, it's kind of gives me that like King of Battle and Blood vibe.
Oh,
if you've read that, like the first chapter literally they meet and you're just like, oh, okay, this is happening. It's kind of like that. And then she goes to marry the prince and, you know, it's things are not all as they seem or appear to be.
Yes.
But yeah, the prince is not it's very quick. It's very fast. There is some good steam. I will say, guys, this one has good steam. And it ends on the second book. I will just let you guys know the second book doesn't come out to November.
Okay.
So, and it ends, it's not a cliffhanger in the sense of like, oh my God.
Right.
But it's like a sort of cliffhanger because a big plot twist happens.
Sure.
And you're like, oh my gosh. Unless you're me and you're just like, oh yeah, saw that coming.
Yeah. Detective Anna. Saw it coming a mile away.
Saw it coming a mile away, guys. They're like 260 pages. Yeah. But anyways, that's like, if you're like on vacation and you want like, if you're not into beach reads, like, see, I'm not into beach reads usually. I'm starting to get into them. This is the kind of beach read I would read.
Right.
This is my kind of beach read because it's so fast and I don't have to like pay it a ton of attention.
Uh-huh.
So in that way, if you like, the other two are more like 500 pages.
Yeah.
This one is like, hey, I just want something quick to download. Whatever. I just want to be something fast.
Yeah.
This ticks my boxes.
Okay. What's it called again?
It's called A Kingdom of Stars and Shadows by Holly Renee.
Holly Renee.
And it's adult. It's got steam.
Which I love that.
Yeah.
I think that might be it. Okay. So that, I think, sums up our first current KU Reads episode, which is so exciting.
This was so fun.
We already can't wait. Like, we're already itching to do another one. So,
yes.
Okay, so our next episode is actually going to be another Throne of Glass. It's going to be Empire of Storms, which, oh man, you guys.
Oh gosh, guys.
This is...
That one is a doozy.
It's doozy. So much happens in that book. And I would say that Queen of Shadows and Empire of Storms are probably, like, in the top three of our favorite Throne of Glass books.
Oh, for sure.
By far. We freaking loved Empire of Storms so much. We're so excited. We will definitely be doing another current KU Reads episode. So if you have not already messaged us on Instagram, send us, if you have any KU recs that you want us to read and talk about, please send them to us. All genres, like, we
Please, yes.
We're open to it. Our Instagram is Flights of Fantasy Podcast. We also have a TikTok. We are trying hard to upload on there, but we don't always do a great job. We just, man, I don't know how people do it, like with kids and life and stuff. It's just crazy. Listen,
Kim, you're better at it than I am, so.
I try, but I am not that great. So yeah, message us on Instagram. We'd love to chat with you guys about books. And I think that's about it. So until next time, cheers and happy reading.
Cheers.
Yay.
Yay.